to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Lamed Vav, and we're starting Lamed Hayomer Beis, the bottom line with the words Amar of Yirmiyah. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernes Shama Shadav and Aliyah Elilu Nishmas Mars Fredechai Bela Bas Yitzchak Tzvi Hernes Shama Shadav and Aliyah. And the Gemara says Amar of Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah tells us Pa'am Sheshneim Bechatos. Sometimes both of them will be Chayav Chatos. Who's the both of them referring to? So this is the Soicher, the renter, and the Shoyl, the borrower that we've been talking about until now. Lamed Vav Amar Alpha on top. Pa'am Sheshneim Ba'Asham. Sometimes both of them are going to be Chayav in Asham. And Pa'amim Shas Soicher Bechatos Asham. Sometimes the renters are going to be chayv chatos and the borrower is going to be chayv in asham. And pa'am shasocher ba'asham ashoel b'chatos. Sometimes the renter is going to be chayv in asham and the borrower is going to be chayv chatos. So on ketzad, how is this? Number one, we have to understand kfiras mamon asham bitus v'sayim chatos. If a person is kfir mamon, if based off of their claim they're going to be potter from paying mamonis, and then it turns out they're a liar, so they would have to bring an asham. Whereas if it's just bitus v'sayim, if they simply lied but they're not pottering themselves from mamon based off of their lie, so then they're chayv chatos. And now we can understand what Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying. Pa'am shasneim b'chatos. What's a case where both of them are going to be chayv chatos? Kagan, for example, shemesa gedarka. The animal that was borrowed or rented died like regular. Va'amru, what do they both say? Nensa. Then an oinus happened to it. So Sacher, the renter, the benkach benkach mefter potter, he's potter with either taino, whether he says mesa gedarka or nensa, he would be potter. So bechatos, he brings a chatos because he simply lied. And by the same token, Shoyl, the borrower, the benkach benkach chayuvim chayiv, he's chayiv with both of these tainas. Bechatos, he also brings a chatos. And pa'am shishneim ba'asham, sometimes both of them are going to bring a carbon asham. Kagan, for example, shenignava, the animal was stolen. Va'amru, what do they both say? That it died because of the work it was doing. And in this case, the Shabbat Kokafri Maina, both of them are being kaif from Mamanis. To Hamachayvi, because both of them are really chayiv if the animal is stolen from them. But they're trying to patter themselves by saying, and it turns out they were liars, so they're both chayiv to bring a carbon asham and not a chatos. Now, what's the case? Where the renter is chayiv a chatos and the shul will be chayiv an asham? That's Kigan Shemesa Katarka. The animal died like regular. Va'amru, what do they say? That it died because of the work they was doing. So, the renter, the Benkach Benkach Mefter Potter, then with either taina, he's potter, chayiv b'chatos. He's only chayiv to bring a carbon chatos, because all he did was lie. Whereas shayil de mechayiv mesa gedarka, v'kal potter nafsho mesa machas malacha, a renter who's chayiv if it dies regular, which is what happened, and he tried to potter himself by saying mesa machas malacha, so ba'asham he has to bring asham, because he used this taina that's a kfir of mamain, and therefore he has to bring this asham. And last case, secher ba'asham v'shayil b'chatos, kigay for example, shenignava, it was stolen, v'amru, what do they both say? Mesa gedarka, that it died like regular. So secher, who de mechayiv gneva veda, a secher, a renter, he's chayiv if it gets stolen or lost, and he's trying to patter himself by saying mesa gedarka ba'asham, so he has to bring carbon asham. Whereas shayil a renter, the benkach benkach chiyuv mechayiv, he's chayiv either which way, whether it's stolen or it died like regular, he has to pay. So b'chatos, he only has to bring a chatos. Ask the Gemara, Mike Mashmon, what's Rabbi Yirmiyah trying to teach us? These are mishnayos mifurashos in Maseches Shavuos. So what the Bechidush is Rabbi Yirmiyah telling us by simply repeating mishnayos? And the answer is afugim de Rabbi Ami, to exclude Rabbi Ami holds. The Amar he says kol shavuos adar mashbiin noisa, any shavuos that the dayanim tell the person to make in chayav nol mishum shavuos bitoy, that person would not be chayiv a carbon if it turns out that he lied with the shvua. Shemar, because the pasuk says, "Oy nefesh kisi shava levatibis v'sayim," or nefesh, which literally means a soul, in other words, a person that makes a shvua levatibis v'sayim. In other words, he lied. What's the Rami's limit from here? Kisi shava me atma. That's only if the person decided to make the shvua on his own and he lied, so then he has to bring a carbon. But if the dayan told him to make a shvua and he lied, he wouldn't have to bring a carbon. And that's a Rami's shita. K'mashmon the chiddush is the like Rami. Rabbi Yirmiyah is telling us that we don't go like Rami. And even though it's a dayan that told him to make the shvua, if he lied, he would have to bring a carbon. And the more continues tomorrow. One Shimer gave the item to another Shimer. So let's say we have Reuven giving his item to Shimon, and then Shimon gave it to Levi, and then something happened by the second Shimer by Levi. The question is Shimon chayiv? So Rav Amar Potter, Rav says he's Potter, which Rabbi Yechon Amar chayiv, Rabbi Yechon says he's chayiv. And Amar Abaye Abaye says, well, time to Rav, according to Rav, who says the Shimer Shemasal Shimer is Potter, loyim by Shimer Chinim Shemasal Shimer Sachar, you don't even have to say that if it was a Shimer Chinim that gave it to Shimer Sachar, the Yula Ayla Lishmir Asai, then now he elevated the Shmir, it's even better, because Levi's a Shimer Sachar, so he's going to watch it much better. For sure, Shimon is going to be Potter, because he made sure that it's being watched better than the one who's by him. Even if Shimon was a Shomer Sachar and he gave it to Levi as a Shomer Chinam to Grui Gar L'Shmira Asai, he downgraded the Shmira. Still, Rav holds that Shimon is Potter. And my time, why is that? Tomaso Bendas. Because he gave it to a Bendas. He gave it to a person who could watch it. And it doesn't make a difference that he now downgraded the Shmira. Shimon is still Potter if something happened to it. And well, time to Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, Loim by Shomer Sachar Shomasa Shomer Chinam, you don't even have to say that if it's a Shomer Sachar that gave it to Shomer Chinam, the Grui Gar L'Shmira Asai, he downgraded the Shmira that he would be Chayiv, Elafil Shomer Chinam Shemasal Shomer Sachar. Even if Shimon was a Shomer Chinam and he gave it to Levi as a Shomer Sachar, the Yule Ayla Lishmira Asai, he now upgraded the Shmira. Chayiv Shimon is still Chayiv if something happens in Levi's Rishas. Darmalei, because Reuven, the owner, could tell Shimon, Ein Ritzoni Shepikdan Biyan Acher. I don't want my Pikadin to be by somebody else. And I don't care that you, Shimon, are paying for somebody to watch it. I'm not interested in being by Levi's house, so therefore Shimon would be Chayiv. Now Rav Chisa commented, Had Rav, that which Rav said, Shomer Shemasal Shomer is Potter, Labifeir Shetmar, he didn't say it explicitly. El Mechlal, it's in inferred from something that happened, and we're going to see the Rav doesn't necessarily hold a person's potter. And what's the case? There were these gardeners. Every single day they used to deposit their gardening tools by a certain safta, a grandmother, a baba. One day, they gave their tools to one of them and not to the safta. And that fellow who's watching their tools heard a chasna, nafaki went out, and he went and deposited their tools to that safta. So it's shimer shemasa shimer. And now the also asa, in the meantime, ignav marayu. Their tools were stolen from that safta. And also, like made Rav, he came to Rav upatre, and Rav patre that shimer shemasa shimer. And Madachaz, the one that saw this, Savar, he figured to himself that why did Rav patre the fellow, mishum shimer shemasa shimer patre? Because if one shimer gives it to another, he's patre. But valahi, that's not really so. Shani Hasim, that case is different. It's because every single day, all these gardeners used to deposit their tools by that bubby, and that's why this one gardener that did it on his own is patre, because they all trust that bubby to watch their stuff, and this has nothing to do with shimer shemasa shimer. And we continue talking about this. Yasser Rav Ami v'karmel al hashmaitza. Rav Ami was sitting and saying this over, and Eitz Rav Abba Ramamel Rav Ami. Rav Abba Ramamel asked Rav Ami the following question, and pay attention to this because we're going to bring this back up again on Amud Beis. Our Mishnah had said, someone rents a cow from his friend, and then he lent it to somebody else, umesa gedarka, and it died like regular in the house of the shayol. Yishava hasoicher shemesa gedarka. The soicher swears to the owner that it died like regular, and the shayol has to pay the soicher. V'misa, and if what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is really true, that shemir shemasa l'shemir is chayiv, lemalei, why does he tell him? I don't want my pekadon to be by somebody else, and the soicher should be chayiv in this case. So Amalei Ram responded to him, hachamai skin, what are we talking about over here? B'shenasnu loy habayil mishus l'hashol, that's the proper girsa, it's where the bayil gave him rishus to lend it out. In other words, Reuven, the owner of the cow, gave rishus to Shimon, the renter, to lend it out to whomever he wants. And that's why Shimon's patur in this case, because Reuven's not able to say, I don't want my pekadon to be by somebody else. He gave him express permission to lend it out. Ask Mori Hachim, that's really so. So Levi should have to pay the bailim. Why is Levi paying Shimon and Shimon swearing to Reuven and being patur, and Reuven ends up without a cow? If Reuven told Shimon that he's allowed to lend it to Levi, so Levi should have to pay Reuven directly. And the answer is Damrle, because I told him, according to your knowledge, meaning the owner told the renter, look, you're renting it for me and paying me money. You want to lend it out to somebody? No problem. But that's on your dollar and it's on your time and it's your issue. It's not my issue. I don't want to have anything to do with it. And therefore, Levi's allowed to have it because Reuven can't say, but Levi's whole discussion is only with Shimon, not with Reuven, because Reuven said, I don't want to have anything to do with it. It's up to you, l'daitcha Shimon. And therefore, Reuven doesn't get paid. Now we have another question. Masavarim asks the following. If a person deposited money by his friend, Sraron, if he bundled him up, if she and he put it in a pack behind his back, or if he gave them over to his son or daughter who were ketanim, or if he closed the door behind this money, improperly, meaning he didn't lock it up properly in a safe, chayv, he's chayv if something happens to it. Why is that? Because he didn't guard it properly like a shimer should. And what do we learn from the second case? Time at the ketanim. The reason why he's chayv for giving it over to his kids is because they're ketanim, hagdailim, putter. But it's mashma, if he gave it over to his kids who were gedailim, then he's putter if something happens to it. Well, why would that be a contra Rabbi Yochanan? Namely, why doesn't the owner tell the shimer, I don't want my pekadon to be by other people? So Rav answers, this case is different. Call a mafkid, lam vav on top, aldas ishto yubanuvu mafkid, anyone that deposits by somebody else, he's giving it to that shimer, aldas, that the shimer is probably going to give it over to his wife or kids. And therefore, when the shimer actually does give it to his wife or older children, their older bar mitzvah, so then the owner has no taina, I didn't want you to give it to somebody else. And Amri Nardar, the Chacham Nardar said, dekonami, it's also mduk like this. Diktani, what's the price to say? Aish masal b'nayu bita ektanim, or if he gave it to his son or daughter who were ektanim, chayv is chayv. That's mashma, hol b'nayu bita gdailim, pater, that if he gave it over to his son or daughter that were older than bar mitzvah, he's pater. Now, machla that implies, de la cherim, that if the shimer gave it to somebody else random, not one of his kids, loishan gdailim, loishan ektanim, chayv. It doesn't make a difference if they're gdailim or ektanim, he would be chayv. Dimkain, if so, in other words, if he would be pater by giving it over to others, lesni ketanim stama. All the brass should teach is if he gave it over to ketanim, not his kids who are ketanim, but stam, ketanim, so then he's chayv, which would be mashma that if he gave it over to gedailim, he'd be pater. But since it doesn't say that, it says he gave it over to his kids who are ketanim, the only mashmas we can make is if he gives it over to his kids who are gedailim, that's fine, but if he gives it over to other gedailim, it's not okay. But we know we arrive from here for Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav Rava says, Hilchsa halacha is, shemer shemas l'shemer chayiv, if one shemer gives over to another shemer and something happens in the house of the second shemer, the first shemer is chayiv. You don't have to say that if it's a shemer sachar, they gave it over to shemer chinam, that he's downgrading the shemir because of that, he's chayiv. Even if it was a shemer chinam, they gave it over to shemer sachar, chayiv, the shemer chinam is still chayiv. My tama, why is that? Da amar le, because the owner could tell the shemer chinam, at mehem nesli b'shvua, I trust you to make a shvua, echle mehem li b'shvua. The other guy is not trusted to me to make a shvua. So even though you're paying that guy to watch it, and he's watching it much better than you were, I still don't trust him to make a shvua, I only trust you. And therefore, the original shemer is chayiv. I think Mark continues, Itmar was stated, let's say we have a fellow watching an animal. Pashaba, he was negligent with it, and went out to the swamp, and died like regular. Now, Now, this is a case of Tchilas B'Shia V'Saifa Ba'Aynes. The beginning was a Pshia. He was Pashea. He was negligent. And it went out to the swamp. And in the swamp, it could either be eaten by wolves or it could be stolen. However, it was Saifa Ba'aynes. It ended up being an Aynes because it died like regular. The question is the Shemer Chayiv. So Abai Mishmeid Rabba Amar Chayiv. Abai says in the name of Rabba that the fellow is Chayiv. Was Rav Mishmeid Rabba Amar Potter, that he's Potter. Abai Mishmeid Rabba Amar Chayiv. Abai explains the name of Rabba that he's Chayiv. And he emphasizes the Kol Dayan Doli Don Ki Adino Lav Dayan Ahu. Any Dayan that doesn't judge like this, he's not considered a Dayan. And the explanation is as follows. You don't have to say that according to the Manda Amar, then in the classic case of Tchilas B'Shia V'Saifa Ba'Aynes, one is Chayiv, the Chayiv, of course, this guy is Chayiv in this case, because Tchilas B'Shia V'Saifa Ba'Aynes, as we explained. El Afil Manda Amar Pater, but even according to the Manda Amar, then in the classic case of Tchilas B'Shia V'Saifa Ba'Aynes, one is Pater, Hacha Chayiv, over here he's Chayiv, my time, why is that? Damrin Havlad Agma Katla. That's because the owner could say that it was the Hevel, the bad air of the Agam of the swamp, which killed the animal. So even though maybe it looks like it died like regular, it didn't die like regular, there's all this bad, foul air in the swamp, and that's why it died, and therefore the Shemer would be Chayiv. Now, Rav Mishmeid Rabba Amar Potter, Rav says in the name of Rabba that the fellow is Potter, and he emphasizes as well, Kol Dayan Doli Don Ki Adino Lav Dayanahu. Any Dayan that doesn't judge like this, he's not a proper judge. And what's the reason for this? Because Loyim by Laman Darman Tchilas B'Shiv Saif Ba'inus Potter, the Potter, you don't have to say that according to Laman Amar, in a classic case of Tchilas B'Shiv Saif Ba'inus, one's Potter, so in this case he's Potter as well, because this is a case of Tchilas B'Shiv Saif Ba'inus. Al Afil Laman Darman Chayiv, even according to Laman Amar, that a classic case of Tchilas B'Shiv Saif Ba'inus is Chayiv, Acha Potter, over here the fellow is Potter. My time, why is that? Damrina, because we say, the Malach HaMavis, what does it make a difference if it's here or there? Who cares that the animal was in the Agam? At the end of the day, it was the Malach HaMavis that killed it. So it doesn't make a difference if it killed it in the house of the Shomer or if it killed it out in the Agam. Either which way, the Shomer's Potter. Now, Umaydi Abai does agree, the E Hajjal Beimara, that if it ended up being returned to the house of its owner, Umesa, and then it died over there, the Potter, that the Shomer's Potter. And my time, why is that? The Hajjalah, because it was returned. Velakal Meimar, and you can't say, Havla Agma Katla, that the fowler of the swamp killed it. Because it didn't die in the swamp, it came back to the owner's house and it looked healthy and fit, and then it died. And Umaydi Rava, Rava agrees, call Hecha the Ignav Ganav Ba'agam, that if it was stolen from the Agam, Umeyas Gedarka Be'ganav, and it ended up dying a regular death in the house of the Ganav, the Chayiv, that the Shomer is still Chayiv in that case. My time, why is that? The Ishav Malach HaMavis, because if the Malach HaMavis would have left it alone and not killed it, based on the Ganav Havakaima, it would have been in the house of the Ganav, and the Shomer is Chayiv for it being stolen. So Rava agrees, and in that case, the Shomer would be Chayiv. Now, Amalei Ba'ali Rava, Abai asks Rava, Lidcha, according to you, the Amrit that you say, Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis, what does it make a difference to the Malach HaMavis where this animal is? And even though it was in the Agam, the Shomer is still Potter. Well, I have a question for you. That which Rav Abraham Mamel on Amud Aleph had asked Rav Ami. And remember, he had asked from our Mishnah where the Tana Kama holds that the Seicher swears to the owner that the cow died Kedarka and the Shoyl pays the Seicher. Why don't we just say that the owner can respond to the Seicher? That was Rav Abraham Mamel's question to Rav Ami. Vishani Lan, Rav Ami responded to him. It's referring to the case where the owner gave Rishus to the renter to lend it out to somebody else, and that's why he can't say, Ain Ritzani Shepik Dana Biad Acher. Well, I have a question for you. Vilay Malay, why doesn't the renter just say, Mal Chamavis, Mali Ha Chamali Hasam? And that would have been a valid answer for the question. Why not say that? And so Amalei Rav responded to Abai, Lidichu, according to you, Demasnisu, that you hold the Shita, Ain Ritzani Shepik Dana Biad Acher, to Ikala Isvalahi. This whole exchange, question and answer, can technically be asked. But Lididi, according to me, Damina, that I say, Ant Mehemnis Libeshvua, Vehechla Mehemnis Libeshvua, that you, Shimer number one, are trusted to me to make a Shvua. He, Shimer number two, is not trusted to me to make a Shvua, like a Isvaklal. This whole question doesn't start in the first place. In other words, Rav is responding to Abaye that according to my explanation of Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Abba's question doesn't even start because Rabbi Yechanan's reason for being Mechayev, the first Shomer, is based off of the Taina that the owner could make, I only trust you with the Shavua, but not the second Shomer. But in this case, under discussion from the Mishnah, it's actually the first Shomer who's making the Shavua and not the second. And therefore, this whole exchange in between Rav Ramamal and Rami doesn't even start. I will continue discussing this, Masa Ramar Chama Ramar Chama, as the following. Halal Rashi Tsukin, Venafla, Inza Ainus, Vechayev. If the Shomer will calm the shepherd, he brought the animal up to a really steep cliff or rocky place, that's Rashi Tsukin, and it fell off, so that's not an Oynes, and the Shomer is Chayev. Mashma, Hameisa Gedarka, that if when he brought it up there, it just died regular, Hareza Oynes, that's an Oynes who Potter and his Potter. But Vamai, why is that? Lame Lay, why not say, Avir Dahar Katla? It's the cold air of the mountain that killed it. Inami Ovtsuna Dahar Katla, or say that it was the very hard work that the animal had to exert itself to go all the way to the top of the mountain, that's what killed it. Why are we saying that it's an Oynes if it died like regular? And the answer is Hachmaiskin, what are we talking about over here? Shael Amira Shaman Vitoiv, where the Shomer, the shepherd, brought it up to pasture at the top of the mountain, and the grazing area over there was shaman and taiv. It was fat and juicy and good, and it was very normal for shepherds to bring their animals up there. So you can't say there's cold air or there's a lot of tairach. All animals go up there. As a if that's so, nafalanami. Well, then why don't we say that even in the case where it fell off, why are we mechayvim and fell off the cliff? And the answer to that is that's because the shomer should have held on to it and made sure that it didn't fall off the cliff. And since he didn't hold on to it, that's why he's chayv. As a if that's so, aim a resha. Take a look at the resha. What does the resha say? Also, the rashi tzuken, if the animal went up on its own to this very very steep cliff in a rocky area, v'nafla, and then it fell off, harei ze oines, then it's an oines. Well, why is that an oines? Ibayle mitkva. The shomer should have held on to the animal so it doesn't go up there. And the Gemara answers, let's see if lo chedeshes shetakvaseva also takvaseva yarda. We're talking about where the shomer did try to grab onto it and hold on to it, but the animal was stronger than the shomer and it went up on its own. And it's the same thing. Even once it was up there, the shomer tried to hold on to the animal, but it went down, which means it fell off the cliff, and the shomer wasn't able to prevent it, and that's why it's considered an oines. But you're right. If the shomer was able to prevent it, he would be chayev. And getting to explain our Mishnah, remember we had Reuven who rented his cow to Shimon, and then Shimon lent it to Levi, and it died by Levi's house. So according to Tanakama, Shimon swears to Reuven and he's pater, and Levi has to pay Shimon. So Shimon walks out at the end of the day with a cow, and Reuven, whose cow it was originally, walks out with nothing. Now, Amar Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah said, "Ketzad alah isus chayra parasei v'chulu." How is it this guy is doing business with his friend's cow? And therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, the shayel has to pay the original owner. Now, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yosi halachas Rabbi Yosi. And Amar Shmuel bar Yehuda l'Rav Yehuda. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda told Rabbi Yehuda, "Amet lam shmei de Shmuel. You had told us the name of Shmuel. The chalak hayu Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi argues lam zayin amud alaf al top af bar shayna even in the original case. What's the original case? So this is talking about the first mention in Perek where Shimon is the shomer chinam and the item gets stolen from him, and instead of swearing and pottering himself, he pays. And what do the Mishnah say? That when we find the ganiv, he pays kefil to the shomer and not to the owner. And Rabbi Yosi argues that as well, saying that no, the kefil goes to the owner, even though the shomer already paid. So the question is, halacha kamaisa and halacha kamaisa, is halacha like Rabbi Yosi in that case also or not? So I'm letting you respond to him. You're right. Chalakai Rabbi Yosi aparishena. Rabbi Yosi argues even in that case, halacha kamaisa aparishena, and the halacha is like him even in that first case. And Itamar Nami was stated as well. Amar Reb Lazar, chalakai Rabbi Yosi aparishena. Rabbi Yosi argues even in that first case, halacha kamaisa aparishena, and the halacha is like him even in that first case. However, Rabbi Yechon says that ma'idahar Rabbi Yosi aparishena. Rabbi Yosi agrees in the first case that the kevel goes to the shomer and not to the owner. And why is that shakvar shilim? Because the shomer already paid. Ask the Gemara, Shilaim in, Loi Shilaim Loi. Does that mean that Rabbi Yosi holds only if the Shomer actually paid, he gets the kefil, but if he didn't actually pay, he doesn't get the kefil? Va'amr Rabbi Chiya Abba, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Chiya Abba had already said the name Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Shilaim Shilaim Mamish. What it says in the Mishnah, Shilaim V'Lotzali Shava, it doesn't mean that he actually has to pay. Elokivan Sha'amar Reini Mishalim, as long as he said I'm going to pay, Afal Pisha Loi Shilaim, even though he didn't actually pay, he still gets the kefil. And so is Rabbi Yosi arguing with that? So Gemara says, no, Ema, what I really should say is that Maida Hai Rabbi Yosi Bari Shaina, Rabbi Yosi agrees even in the first case in that Mishnah. Shakvar Omar Harinim Shalim, because he already said I'm gonna pay, and even though he didn't actually pay yet, he still gets the KFL. And so here we have Machlekes, where Rabbi Yosi holds in the Rishayna in the first Mishnah in the Perek. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.